Okay, next
we can move later, so we better pay attention.
Yeah. Okay.
Next, we move on to constellations and thought forms. Now, he says that the energies we pick up from various constellations is because of a thought form created by the hierarchy long ago. So, in astrology, these 12 signs of the zodiac, he says, are not really accurate. Matter of fact, you look at a lot of these signs in the zodiac, it looks like all the stars are together, but then if we could look at them from another angle of the universe, we would see they're not together at all. They just look like they're together. Some of them are thousands of light years apart. But then some of them are together, like then the Pleiades, they're grouped together quite tightly. And there's about 1,000 stars compose all the Pleiades, for instance. So he says that in ancient times, the hierarchy developed the science of astrology and they created thought forms around the 12 constellations. And he says the placement and everything, a lot of the things in the astrology are not accurate, but he says the thought form is there and the thought form produces results. So the thought form is actually a creation and a creation with power. And that's what gives astrology its accuracy, is the thought forms that the hierarchy established around it in ancient times is still there, and it's not been dissipated.
Due to the precession of the equinox, everything's changed in the universe.
Yeah. Okay, many of the stars and their various constellations are vast differences from each other. And like I say, wouldn't be linked at all if we looked at it from another angle. Okay, now we'll look into the mystery of our cosmic logos itself. What are the seven centers in the cosmic logos of which we're a member of? Some people think could be Betelgeuse or some of these other planets. There are stars, but some of these other stars are not like ours at all, and they're probably linked to a greater logos. Because like Betelgeuse, for instance, is 400 light years away from us. But Sirius is only like a little over 6 light years or so away from us. So it's most likely the stars in our local cosmic logos are probably stars that are fairly close to us. Okay? So DK gives a hint as to the size concerning the seven solar systems of which we are a part. He says this: our solar system is revolving around a cosmic center with 6 other constellations of even greater magnitude in the majority of cases than ours, only one being approximately the same magnitude as our solar system. So, in other words, in the seven, there's our solar system, and he says there's one other that's similar in size to our sun. He says all the others are bigger in magnitude. So, which star would be the one that is similar to our sun, that is in close proximity? Anyone got any idea?
Sirius, Alpha Centauri.
Right, Alpha Centauri. Alpha Centauri is actually composed of 3 stars. One is very small, and they've discovered around it a planet that's quite Earth-like, that's very close to this red dwarf, and the red dwarf is only 10% the size of our sun, but the other two are very close to our sun in size. It's quite possible that most likely it's Alpha Centauri, because the binary stars are very close in size to our sun, so that's probably one of the centers of the one about whom not can be said. Okay. Now it says, Our sun is the heart center. And he talks about the different planets or different stars in this cosmic being will correspond to different colors and of the centers. And our sun, he says, corresponds to the heart center. And what's interesting is what color is our sun? It's very close to gold color. And what color is our heart center?
Gold.
The heart center, he says, glows with gold light. Okay, so the heart center is gold, and our sun is gold in color. Okay, now we suspect that Sirius may be the throat center. What color does EDK associate with this?
Blue.
Right, he says the throat center is a silvery blue. And what color is Sirius? It's a silvery blue. Okay, so it's quite possible that Sirius would be the throat center of this great entity. Now, in searching for the other four solar systems, he doesn't give much of a clue on this, but we would have to go by the colors. First, DK tells us that in the rest of the question, all of them are these four, or are all larger than our sun. So what would be their colors as differentiated in centers? And third, would they be in close proximity? One possibility is Vega. And Vega is within our proximity, and it glows with a bright white light, perhaps corresponding to the white pearls in the crown or head center. Okay, so you have white light in the head center, and Vega glows white, and it's within, I think, about 20 light years of our sun. Now, a good candidate for the base of the spine would be a star called Pollux, and it's our closest orange star. And the base of the spine is orange, and this star called Pollux is the nearest orange star. And then the next possibility is Arcturus, is a giant red star, 37 light years away, which is close by, and relatively speaking, and it's a good candidate for the sacral center. It's ancient. It's over 7 billion years old. So the best fit for the solar plexus would be Zeta Herculis. That's a double star system in the constellation of Hercules, 35 light years away. Together they give off a rosy orange red light corresponding to the color of the solar plexus as given by DK. So the question is then, where do the smaller stars fit in? 70% of our galaxy is composed of red dwarfs, which are much smaller than our sun. There's many red dwarfs that are close to us. Matter of fact, one of the stars in Alpha Centauri is a red dwarf. And it's our closest star to us is a red dwarf. It's called Proxima Centauri because it's so close. So again, we look to the correspondences. In the human body, there are 7 major centers, but DK tells us that in addition to them, there are 21 lesser centers and 49 smaller centers known to S. Centaurus. Now, in addition to that, you have the all kinds of hundreds of smaller centers that's used for acupuncture points. Each one of these acupuncture points is a very small center that would compare to perhaps a red dwarf. And so we have the lower law of correspondences fit in. So the one about whom not can be said, he would have 7 major centers, and then there would be smaller star systems composing his lesser centers, and then the acupuncture points symbolized by the red dwarfs and maybe the planets and so on. So when you put all this together, you can end with the statement the mystery of godliness, how great it is. Because it's really, every time I look up at the skies and, you know, you see all those stars up there, you think how deep the mystery is and how small we are by comparison. And then you see the pictures that are taken by the Hubble and the
James Webb
telescope and all the other telescopes, and there's so many stars out there, they haven't been able to photograph them all. There's so many. And in this galaxy alone, they figure there's be at least 200 billion star systems just in our galaxy. And then they've discovered, I don't know, around a trillion galaxies out there. And then they know there's a lot that has not been discovered. They just can't find the end to it. So whoever created everything really had an imagination.
I was really busy. I had an opportunity about 15 years ago to do Mount Wilson Observatory one night with a group of people. Look through this huge telescope, right? These various stars.
That'd be something, yeah. And that used to be the biggest in the world.
And Mount Wilson, they're on the top of a mountain north of Los Angeles. And we spent the night there, and looking, it turns looking through this eyepiece of this huge telescope, and I was amazed at the various colors of the stars.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break and then come back.